Good night, radio listeners. I am Apostle Janice James of Shammah Outreach Movement. Shammah Outreach Movement is a faith-based organization that reaches out to people, taking them from where they are to where God wants them to be, to a place of wholeness, fulfillment, and purpose in Jesus Christ. The aim in this series of our Reaching Out program is to reach out to believers in particular and to the backslider to help them improve their outcomes by improving their relationship with God. We hope that by what we say and do, non-believers will desire to become believers. We want to take this time to say that we appreciate you for taking the time to join with us today. Now, in our last session, we discussed effective relationships or effective leadership through effective relationships by paying attention to what people understand and like about us and why. Today, we will discuss how to be confident with people. To discuss this with me are Minister Lania Hendricks.
Good night, radio listeners.
And Minister Elizabeth Purcell-Sargent.
Good night, radio listeners.
Now, in our last session, we said that the key to developing charisma is to be more concerned about making others feel good about themselves than you are in making them feel good about you. Today, however, we will begin to look at how to feel confident with others. Now, if there is one quality that would make you successful in motivating people or convincing people to follow your lead, that quality would be confidence. And if you can combine confidence with direction and guidance or past success, you have a powerful combination. It is quite possible for a person to know where he or she is going, yet lack the self-confidence to convince others to follow along. Self-confidence carries a conviction. It makes others believe in you.
Absolutely, Apostle. I totally agree with that. And this quality of confidence is so important that the writer of Hebrews gave us a powerful message. He said, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. And we read that in Hebrews 10:35. You see, radio listeners, confidence is not something that is set in stone. It is very possible for you to lose it. And you know, you have to be aware of the people you choose to associate with, because they will tremendously impact on your confidence level. Most people fall into two categories. They are either confidence builders or they are confidence shakers. And radio listeners, if you are unaware and unsure of yourself, a confidence shaker can break you right down. Listen to this story and you will get a clear picture of what I mean. You see, some years ago, long before the whole coronavirus epidemic, there was this man who lived by the side of the road and sold hot pies. He was hard of hearing, so he didn't have any radio, and then he had trouble with his eyes, so he did not read the newspapers. But he sold his hot, tasty pies. This man put up signs on the road advertising his tasty hot pies. He even stood on the side of the road and cried, "Buy your delicious hot pies!" And people bought his pies. This business was so successful that he increased his meat and bacon orders and even bought a bigger stove to help take care of this new big trade. However, he made enough money to put his son through university selling pies. Can you imagine that? Unfortunately, though, for this man, his son came home from university an educated pessimist. One day he said to his father, "Father, haven't you been listening to the radio? Haven't you been reading the newspaper? There's a big recession on. The global situation is terrible. And the situation in our country is even worse." Then the father thought to himself, "Well, my son's been to university. He reads the paper and he listens to the radio, so he must know what he's talking about." So the father cut down his meat and bake orders. He took down his signs, and he no longer bothered to stand out on the roadway to sell his hot, tasty pies. Of course, guess what happened? His sales fell drastically overnight. He was not aware that the negative words that his son spoke was the reason for this. Instead, he agreed with the son, and he said, "You know what, son? You are so right. We're certainly in the middle of a big recession."
Miss Alenia, what a story. Wow, wow, wow. And it's like you said, you know, a confidence shaker can break you right down. And this is what we learned from this story, video listeners. And this is what we see in. Confidence shakers see the negative side of everything. And when they get you to buy into that negativity, the very thing that was helping you to be successful becomes your downfall. So beware of those negative confidence shakers in your life. But you know, unfortunately, that negative process can and too often does happen in the lives of Christians. Yes. Many people think that our lives should be so perfect, but we all go through periods of testing, wondering if God really can meet our every need. But, you know, with a little discouragement from a good confidence shaker, we begin to doubt God's ability and even our own ability. And what happens? We begin a downward spiral. And where do you end up, radio listeners, as a result of that? In the pit of failure and frustration. So now, your confidence has not only been shaken by that confidence shaker, but it has been uprooted. But there's a positive in all of this. And we go back to where Minister Alenia mentioned the scripture, Hebrews 10:35. And the positive message here is that our confidence has a great reward. So if we keep our confidence and build on it, we will be more than recompensed. So radio listeners, confidence in yourself is the cornerstone to success. It is difficult for those who do not believe in themselves to have much faith in anyone else, because your self-confidence will breed confidence in others. So it's much like a boomerang, that when you throw it out, it comes right back to you. So that when you cast out your confidence towards others, you find that it only comes right back to you.
Yes, confidence in yourself is extremely important. So can anyone share with our listeners why we need confidence in ourselves?
Yes, Apostle, we need this confidence because it gives us stability in every area of our lives. Confidence equals contentment with self. And contentment is knowing that you have all you need for the present circumstances. The Apostle Paul helps us to understand this thought very clearly in Philippians 4:11-13. Listen to what he says. "Not that I speak from want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am in. I know how to get along with humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me."
Carefully listening to this verse tells me that these thoughts cannot be separated, because there is an absolute relationship between experiencing life's lows and enjoying its highs. The Apostle Paul is resting on the assurance that his strength is in God alone. He understood that confidence and contentment gave him stability in every situation he encountered in his tumultuous life.
Yes, radio listeners, that contentment allows you to take your present situation, whatever obstacles you are facing, whether it be limitations you are living with, chronic conditions that wear you down, or whatever has smashed your dreams, the factors and circumstances in your life that just tend to push you under, and you are able to simply admit, listen, I don't like it, but you never say, I'm not able with this. You see, when you have that contentment, even though you may feel distress, you never feel despair. You may feel so pressed down by the circumstances, but contentment helps you to never feel defeated. As believers, Apostle Paul tells us that we have unlimited resources that are available to us. But we can't fail to draw on these resources that Christ has made available to us if, when we are faced with these situations, we throw our hands up in the air and you say, you see me? I'm not able with this. You know, we like to say we're just not able with the stress. But we disconnect ourselves from the resources that are available. So, radio listeners, we see that contentment is being confident that you measure up to any test you face because Christ has made his strength available within you. And let me repeat that. Contentment is being confident that you measure up to any test you face because Christ has made his strength available within you.
Yes, yes, I totally agree there, Minister Alenia. So, radio listeners, beware. Be aware. So if the first thing confidence does is to stabilize you, then the second thing it does is to stretch you. Radio listeners, listen up. The moment that you have your foundation strong and stable, you are then in a position to begin stretching. Many of us don't like that, you know, that stretching thing. But insecure people are the ones who seldom stretch because they are not willing to live on the edge of life. They are not willing to take risk. Think about a rubber band. Let's think about a rubber band. A rubber band is totally useless unless it is stretched. So when insecurity keeps you from stretching and growing, you end up with a life that is as unexciting and useless as a limp rubber band. So think about it, radio listeners. Are you willing to live on the edge of life? Are you willing to take risk? Are you willing to be stretched like a rubber band?
Yes. I would hear some saying, yes. I would hear some saying, not yet. I ain't ready for that yet. Yes. So this brings us to the end of our program on this very interesting point. And so we would like you to join with us in prayer. As we say, Father, today we ask you to help us to build our confidence in you so that we stand confident and content in every situation we face, knowing that we can measure up to any tests you bring our way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. This is Apostle Janice James saying we are looking forward to reaching out to you on the second and fourth Saturday of each month. In our next session on the 28th of August, we will continue to encourage you as we help you to build more effective relationships with those around you. Now, together with my team, we say, Jesus loves you just as you are. Goodbye.